And welcome to another... that's such a horrible thing. Welcome to another episode of Pod Nuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. And I am here with a COVID-19 update with Franklin Pert, who is the co-founder of GladderNet. And GladderNet has a product called CenterStack, which you have heard me talk about before. The last big time was when I was in Washington, D.C. for the ASCII event. And I've got Franklin here because as we're going through this pandemic, we've got a lot of vendors that are reaching out, talking about the things that they're trying to do to help IT business owners, MSPs cope through this time. So I wanted to bring Franklin on and talk about what GladderNet is doing with CenterStack. So Franklin, thank you for coming on. How's it going?
Well, not too badly considering the circumstances, I guess.
Yeah.
We can.
So I should probably tell everybody that, Franklin, you are here in the same county as I in Florida.
At a safe distance, of course.
At a safe distance, yeah. And of course, we just over the weekend went into the mandated essential business only operation. So I should probably ask, how are you guys doing with that order and in terms of, you know, workers in the office and not, how's that going for you?
Well, it's fine for us. I mean, we're pretty virtual in the first place. And even before the orders came out, you know, as soon as we heard what was happening, we decided to send everyone home just to stress test the business, make sure we're ready and not wait to the last minute, you know? So we've been working from home for several weeks now.
Okay. And personally, I should probably ask that, how are things for you in terms of sheltering in place and...
Well, we haven't been given the shelter-in-place order, much to everyone's chagrin, I guess. I guess DeSantis is trying to save the Florida
economy.
Spring
break is going on here still. So.
Yeah, right? I mean, this is kind of crazy, but you know, leave it to Florida to export political craziness.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you can look at things either way, right? I mean, there are the obvious challenges, but on the positive side, you get to spend more time with the family, you know? So... that's a good thing, and hopefully, you know, a little bit of extra caution now will pay off later to flatten the curve, give our healthcare system time to adjust, and this will just be a bad memory at some point in the future. Let's hope.
Okay.
I do think it's a wake-up call for us all, right? That the way we relate to each other, to the world, to the environment, it does matter.
And yes.
There are consequences.
Yes, and the fact that we are more connected than we think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So you mentioned earlier that your company actually is kind of remote anyway, and I guess that's a good way to segue into the fact that your product is all about remote access. So...
Yeah, it's, you know, the COVID-19 messages have almost become, well, not, they're certainly cliche at this point. And so it's, I almost hesitate to, you know, attach our messaging to that, but I mean, I guess you can't avoid it. But it's the same message we've always had, right? We simplify remote access. We make it easier. You know, it's faster for, you know, in carving out a niche for ourselves, you know, standing out from the SharePoints of the world, I mean, you got to do something a little bit different. And for us, it's always been treating the existing environment and the file server as an equal partner to the cloud or even an alternative to the cloud. So whether you want to stay on premises or move to the cloud entirely or go hybrid, we can accommodate those without the end user noticing a difference, right? Right. And in order to do that, you've got to really... streamline, or a side effect of doing that is you streamline the implementation process and the migration process. And so what might take days or weeks with other platforms can be done in a matter of minutes or at most an hour or so. Whether you want to just have a VPN replacement for your on-prem servers or move everything to the cloud for better bandwidth or whatever it is, depending on your situation.
Right. Well, I guess the simplest way to explain what you guys do is you provide remote access to servers without the VPN.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Yeah. But that's only one use case. So probably our most popular use case, but there's also the accelerated migration to the cloud. You know, so if you want to get a file server into the cloud quickly without having to reconfigure, you know, we're the way to do that.
Okay. So let's move to, I guess, one of the things that I've been trying to get people to understand is, you know, when people ask me how we're dealing with it, and from my perspective, I tell everybody that most of my customers are already set up for remote because being here in Florida, they're used to preparing for the hurricanes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so most of them, you know, there's of course the stubborn clients, but most of them,
they're never.
but most of them, you know, are you know, kind of geared towards this, and so they're set up and they're all ready to go. But in terms of, you know, how you are hearing now from MSPs that are, you know, making the mad dash to get their customers remote and stuff, are you getting a different sense of urgency? Are you getting a different sense of, now I understand what you mean when you're talking about, you know, getting us remote access or moving us to the cloud? How's that been for you?
So there's certainly been an uptick in interest. I would say that our traffic flow, our lead flow, is up 300-400%. So it's a lot busier. I wouldn't characterize it as a now I get it type of a thing. I think that many MSPs are, the nature of the business is such that you're offering efficiency to a company that's too small to afford their own IT department. And as such, you've got to kind of run lean and mean. So you're always on the edge. And being on the edge always, then you've got to prioritize. You've got to pick your battles. And so many of the guys that were coming to us, they've known about us for a while, and they've just never had the cycles because it's not a priority compared to the other projects that they're running or the other things they're reacting to.
Right.
And now they're having to react to this increased need for remote access. So they're saying blatantly, well, this is now a top priority, right? It's not that it was any less valuable before or any less feature-rich before, but it's just now this is front and center of what we need to do because of the current need. So, and I understand that. And, you know, we certainly don't want to be opportunistic. We just want to make ourselves available to assist. We can't offer medical assistance, but what we can do is try and make the process as seamless as possible for the guys who are ready for us to help.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to make it opportunistic either, but it's one of those things where, you know, vendors are all trying to figure out a way to help. And, yeah, you know, we understand we're all in this together.
Yep.
But there's a lot of people who, for whatever reason, maybe don't know all of the options. And, you know, they've gone to conferences, they've seen CenterStack, they've heard of Gladinet, but okay. So one of the reasons that I wanted to get these quick podcasts out are just to show people the options that are out there. Right. If you need help, if you need something, they're here. Here are the companies that can help.
It's unfortunate and almost humorous at times. I've talked to guys who, because when in a situation like this, you go to what you know, right? You're not really looking for something new. You're going to kind of double down on what you have already. It's going to be the tendency, right? Go to your comfort zone. And I've talked to guys who are, you know, they're interested in finding out more. And they said, you know, right now it's too crazy. I'm just too busy. And I asked them, well, so, you know, what's consuming all your cycles? Like, well, I'm spending all this time setting up remote access on VPNs. And I have to kind of hold back the chuckle and say, dude, you really need to talk to us. We're just trying to help. But, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around something new when you're just trying to catch up with, you know, put on the fires that are right in front of you.
Right. Now, one of the things I think you mentioned earlier is that the time cycle to do a lot of these, because the way that your product works, if we're talking remote access only, you know, that, you know, you're setting up a process that will copy existing, you know, permissions and file shares and all of that in less than an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yeah. For you know, techs like me who would spend, you know, 15 to 20 minutes per person setting up, you know, a VPN client, you know, if I've got a 30 user office, that's, you know, that's a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's it's kind of neat. I mean, I'm kind of a nerd at heart, right? And I think it's really cool the approach that we've taken. So the long pole in the tent for us is just installing the software. It takes maybe 20, 30 minutes to get everything, you know, downloaded, unzipped, and installed and all that, right? But once you've done that, you literally spend a few minutes selecting what shares you want to make available. And, you know, a user gets an invitation to, you know, download a client. It's a couple of minutes, like a four-screen wizard to install the client a couple of minutes later. And you've got a drive on your machine that's showing you a listing of everything you have access to. And the reason we can do that is a couple of things. First of all, the clients at the endpoint sync on demand. So they're not pulling all the data onto the endpoint. They just need a directory listing to get live. Another factor is that, you know, we don't require moving the data off the file server. So the data sits in place and the CenterStack server is acting as a proxy between the two. Even in the case where you are replicating data from the local file server into the cloud, we're not, unlike other platforms, we don't need the data to be fully copied to the cloud before we can show the directory listing on the endpoint. And then when a file is requested from the endpoint that's not yet been replicated to the cloud, there's an open connection that the cloud service can leverage to grab that file, put it to the front of the queue, right? So it really feels instant on, right?
So kind of like a local cache for those specific files.
Exactly. A local cache that's built on demand. So whenever you need a file, you feel it's there. And if you use it before, it's available at LAN speeds because it's local onto your disk.
Okay. All right. So now you mentioned the other things that you do. A lot of it has to do with, you know, file synchronization, talk about migrating to the cloud. What other options do you guys do? What other solutions do you provide?
Sure. So really, the focus is on access, right? Mm-hmm. And really just providing a platform that can handle a variety of access needs. One of the reasons we chose the CenterStack name is because we feel that access should be the center of your stack, right? So synchronization is just a part. File synchronization is a part of what we're doing. Really, the real core of it is whether your data is on your file server, in the cloud, on the way from your file server to the cloud, right, you should be able to access it using the same, having the same user experience regardless of your client form factor or your location, right? And from an MSP's perspective, you may have one client who wants to keep their data on their file servers, another who never had a file server and just wants a convenient centralized cloud-based file server, or another one who's moving from one to the other, right? From a file server-based operation to a cloud-based operation. That's they need a hybrid approach or for business continuity. So we want to have a platform that allows you, as an MSP, to configure exactly what each client needs without having to change from product to product as you go from client to client.
Okay. One of the things I keep remembering that you can do like a self-hosted Dropbox. Is that right?
That's right. So let's say that you've got a client and they want to get rid of the file server, right? So they want to move it to a cloud service. Well, you can move it into our hosted platform. Sure, that's easy. There's nothing to set up, right? But there's an opportunity for you to take our software, create your own service, brand it as your own, and now you can migrate that file server into a platform that's hosted by you.
Okay. And
the reasons you might want to do that are for, you know, increased margin, more control, having more options available to, you know, clients being able to decide where the data goes and so on.
Okay. Sorry, I was remembering stuff and without going to the site and checking on things, I was trying to think of all the things to ask that would be relevant. So, but as you mentioned, access is the key, being able to provide access, you know, in the office, on the road, in between, all of that good stuff.
Right. Yeah, think of it as a way to virtualize your LAN, right? Using your existing LAN, using a VLAN in the cloud, some hybrid combination of both. We want to kind of stretch the boundaries without opening up security holes, right? So it's very, when people first hear this, they're kind of skeptical, like, wait, so you make things easier and more secure? Yeah, right.
That's right. Can't have both, can you?
Those two are diametrically opposed, aren't they? But we've got a way to do that by combining the best of the file server and cloud worlds.
Well, if I remember correctly, there's not much configuration that has to be done in terms of, so for those of us that have, you know, big old heavy duty firewalls and stuff, it's not like we've got to do a ton of reconfiguration to make that work, right?
No. Yeah, that's right. So, so a three-tier architecture. The SANSAC server is in, let's say, the DMZ, for example, in the direct access case. Okay. You're just opening up 443, which should already be open, or it's probably already open, right? It's just HTTPS. So that's the only thing you need that's internet-facing. And then internally, the SANSAC server will need to jump across the internal firewall to talk to the domain controller over LDAP, if you're using AD, and the file servers over SIFS SMB. I think the LDAP port's 389, and I've forgotten the TCP UDP ports or whatever you need for SIFS SMB, but it's like two or three ports you need open total.
Okay, so not much at all.
No.
Even I can do that.
I can't, you're better than me.
All right. So we got a little technical there. Didn't mean to, but of course, if you've got questions, I will have the link to CenterStack. And CenterStack, I should probably have said this in the beginning, is spelled CenterStack. So I'll have a link to the site there. I'll have a phone number. So if you want to call and talk to somebody, you've got an 888 number for talking to specialists of mine. Get my glasses here. 955-6656.
Yep. 888-955-6656. You got it.
Okay, great. And anything else you want to throw out there? Like I said, I wanted to keep this short and sweet, but what else would you like to tell to anyone listening?
No, I think, we've said enough. I think the key thing here is, like, you know, I do like the feeling that we're in this together, right? I mean, you know, I think that in tough times, our true character comes to the fore. And, you know, I've seen some of that anecdotally locally, and I hope others are seeing it elsewhere, you know, where people are really, you know, thinking about each other, right? Just little things, you know, for example, in the grocery stores, hey, you know, only take two items, be considerate to others. And people are actually doing it. Yeah. People are, you know, reaching out, you know, buying each other meals, sending meals, you know, Uber Eats meals to people who are, you know, holed up or whatever. It's just little kindnesses. And so I'm happy to see that, you know, as vendors, you know, people are pitching in. And I think MSPs are doing the same, just kind of taking care of each other.
So. Well, this is definitely something that, you know, we mentioned it crosses all barriers. There is, you know, no real single target. It's all of us.
Yeah, it's everybody. Yeah. It's the planet. Yes,
that's right. So this will go a long way. So Franklin, thank you for coming on. And again, folks, we've been talking to Franklin Peart, co-founder of Gladinet and the product CenterStack. And I'll have all the links in the show note. And we are all for one and one for all.
Good luck, everybody. Be smart. Stay safe.
All right, folks. Thank you all for listening. And until next time, holla.